Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us here tonight. Thank you for all of you that have gathered with us from around the world, whatever nation, all 41 nations of you, and we call 158 more nations. 49, yeah. We call 158 more nations to come and be with us. That way? Yeah. Join us. We can share this message of faith with you and with your family and your community. Once again, I want to say to all of our Blog Talk Radio friends, if you have a desire to share this with people in your nation and you're fluent in your language, I would encourage you to contact me and say, hey, Pastor, talk to me about how to do this, interpreter situation. Because I've seen it happen before. I've seen it in God that it's going to be part of what we do. And so, in the mighty name of Jesus, may we have someone come on board with us that has the ability to speak every one of these nations. And we'll be able to broadcast this from us here to them there. And they broadcast it into the language, their native language, and bless people's lives in Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we welcome you. This is going to be a honorable weekend for us here in the United States of America. This is our Memorial Day weekend. I want to remind you again to remember the process. Veterans Day is November 11th at 11 a.m., 11-11-11. And that's where we honor our veterans, those who are alive, those who have served. 4th of July is our nation's birthday. That's when we have parades and shoot off fireworks and have a big celebration. That's what we do. Memorial Day is the day that we honor the fallen. And if you don't know any fallen in the wars, that's okay. You don't have to. And then thank God you don't. But in the lives of America, over a million men and women have given their lives and paid that last full measure of devotion since our founding. And on Memorial Day, we remember them. Now, it's always important to remember that when you find and when you meet a family of the fallen, that you say, thank you for your service. Don't ever say, I'm glad your child gave their life for our freedom. That's just not acceptable. That's not the process. When you see them, take their hand, tell them, thank you. Thank you for your service to this great nation, because mom and dad and all the family are serving just as much as their loved one who died. And then always remember, it's great wisdom. And never compare you losing your dog or your cat. And I've had some very close pets in my life. To them losing their loved one. No matter how much that pet meant to you, it's not the same as a mama who gave birth to a child from her womb. It's just not the same. And so just a few tips that I've learned over the last 15, 20 years to help people learn how to bless and care for those who paid this ultimate price of freedom. And then, most of all, ask them about their loved one. Tell them, tell me the story of your loved one, and truly listen, and listen to their life story, and it'll be a blessing. I got to tell you one of my stories that is from a family of the fallen. I'm going to get my coin out because I want to tell my story with props here tonight. When I was the state captain for the Patriot Guard Riders, naturally, I was a part of many funeral services for the families of the fallen. And then, you know, just depending on how things went and where they went and how it all worked, whether I was close to them or one of the ride captains was close, That just depended. But there was one family that I just continually was being close with them. And that was for Sergeant Joe Johnson. And he was a crazy sort of guy. He was a crazy sort of guy. He went to school in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, where they have, I forget what it's called, Northern Michigan University or whatever it's called up there. And in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, they always had a 500-mile snowmobile race every year. And the one year he was there, he sent a picture home to his mom of him riding his snowmobile. And he was going over a jump with nothing on but his snow boots and his underwear. You know, it's 10 degrees outside. So I said that to let you know, this is what this crazy guy was. And when he got in the military, he was in the engineers. He signed up for a job so that he could jump out of airplanes with a chainsaw in his hand, land in a tree, and cut himself to the ground. A crazy sort. And his mom told me, Terry told me, after he told her that job he was doing, he had many different jobs, but she said, "Joe, just don't tell me anymore what you're doing, because I worry too much. And when you come home, tell me all the fun stories that succeeded. I don't want to know the ones that failed and you got hurt." But we were building a float for a parade one day. And Terry come walking up to me and she said, "I finally found you. And I want to give you something." She gave me this really beautiful coin that is a star and on both sides. It says the American Gold Star Brothers. In memory of our fallen sons and daughters, and in the star, it has Joe's name in there. And she said, "I want you to carry this with you." And it's never left my pocket. It goes with me everywhere I go. I have acquired many of these throughout my time in helping the troops. And you might think it's crazy, but I actually carry that many with me every day, because somebody handed them to me and said, "Would you remember my loved one?" Well, what are you going to say? No? You can't do that. You have to say yes. And you have to realize the assignment that the Father is giving to you and the opportunity you have to be a blessing to other people. Here's the interesting thing about Joe's story. At the beginning, I didn't have a coin. Terry didn't give me a coin. She gave me a button with his picture on it and a pin, you know. And so I wore it on my motorcycle vest. I had a couple pieces of cloth that went between the chains, between my snaps, and I would hook that button with its pin through that cloth so that Joe could ride with me. Of course, he's in heaven, you know. And I would say five times riding down the road on my motorcycle on the way somewhere to honor somebody, Joe came unhooked and began to float in the air. And I would grab him and like, "Thanks, Joe. You just stuck me again, you know." And I'd pin him back on and drive him down the road again and pin him back on. And I told his mom one day, she said, "I'm telling you what, I've heard the same story from so many people with Joe's pins and buttons trying to get away." And I'm like, "Well, what do you think about that, Terry?" She goes, "He loved to jump out of an airplane and fly through the air. So he's just out there flying." Well, the other day, I'm sitting in the car, and I hear something go clunk, clunk, and fall down under the seat. Anybody guess what it was? It was Joe's coin. Somehow, got out of my pocket. It's been there for 6 years. Somehow Joe's coin got out of my pocket and was trying to make its way down underneath the chair. I tell you this story because these are the stories that people like to tell you. Terry told me the story how she lost her big button. She had a big one that had a son's picture on it. She wore everywhere. Lost it and couldn't find it. And so she finally got another button made and put it on, a little one, and was at the Kohl's store in their town and walked up to the cash register. And the young lady behind the cash register said, "Well, that's interesting, ma'am." She said, "Do you know that person and that button that you're wearing?" And she said, "Well, yes, that's my son. He was killed in action in Afghanistan by a roadside bomb." She said, "Well, it's very interesting. A while back, I walked out of the store one night, and on the ground was laying this big button with his picture on it." And she reached underneath the cash register and pulled out that big button that Terry had lost and said, "I asked God to help me find the person that this belonged to. And here you are today. Here's your button." And Terry grabbed her button and said, "Joe, you're just a crazy boy. Now stay with your mama." Joe was very interesting. He had Psalm 91 tattooed on his back from his shoulder blades to his waistline. The whole chapter, every word, and all the punctuation was tattooed on his back. And he believed in God. And he told his mom and dad, "If that ever happens, you know where I'll be, flying high with God and in God." And I helped them many, many days, many years, every year, have a motorcycle ride where we raised money in honor of his service. And they gave scholarship to a young person who was a mighty warrior that fought hard to do the work of God. And that's one of my stories. I like to tell some of my stories because it helps us remember that there have been many great people who have paid a severe price for our freedom. Some of them have fallen in battle. And then men like Roger, Brother Randy Kidman, are here. And they have a story. Hey, Randy, are you still on with us tonight? If you're still on, Randy, and you can type in if you got time tonight, I'd have you come on and tell your story if you wanted to. Randy has one of those Psalm 91 stories that is absolutely amazing. And I told him before I wanted him to. And Charlie Allen's probably got a pretty good story, too. Bless you, Charlie. Charlie served. Brother Roger served. Randy served. God bless you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service, brother. Thank you for being diligent. For those who fought for it, freedom has a flavor that the protected will never know. And thank you, Roger, for being willing to go. Brother Charlie, thank you for being willing to go and stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And I want to say this to all of you who've served, even those of you that are listening and are not live with us right now. You'll watch this somewhere in the future. We are appreciative of the work that you've done and the life that you lived. And this ministry will not fail you. We will boldly defend what you have paid as a price for freedom every single day. And thank God for you. Thank God for your service to this great nation. And you stand in faith. You keep them weapons tuned in. You keep that eye on that target. You keep yourself in the good shape you're supposed to be in. And we'll keep speaking the word of God in faith. Brother Dave Villiard's with us tonight. Felicia Eicher is with us tonight. God bless you. I was just waiting for Brother Randy to type in and say, yeah, I'm still here. He may have had to go on, be somewhere else. We're going to get him to tell the story because it's a very, very powerful story. And, you know, you can either come on Zoom on the Zoom. Hey, there you are. You tell the story tonight or we got to do it another night? You don't have to be on camera. You can actually call in on Blog Talk Radio and everybody will be able to hear you there. That's up to you if you have time. I like to hear your story because it's a powerful one of how God protected him when he was there in Iraq. Another time. You got it, Randy. You got it. All right, I said this to you a while back, and let's make sure you and me that we make this happen, and we tell the story because it's a powerful story of God's protection for a man of God in the middle of combat in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. All right, well, here we go. Let's go now to our opening prayer. And say speak the word of faith that God's given us to speak. That's interesting. It's time for you to work properly, Zoom. That last update was designed for you to work and function properly in Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. I would like to ask everyone to rise with me. We'll make our Pledge of Allegiance, and then we will pray the prayers that God has given us to pray. If we can get on the right screen here. Render your honor. Let's make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of combat in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will stand somewhere today in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now, join us as we pray over tonight's program and over the United States of America. Here we go. Our opening prayer. This is not a prayer because I only believe I know what to say. This is how God has instructed us to start our program. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Now, those of you that are with us, that's too small for your screen straight up. If you turn your phone sideways, it'll stretch it out all over your whole screen. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And now we fulfill the Great Commission today. And Jesus speaks to us saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. I am telling you, I am with you all the way to the end of this earth. And now we'll pray over all the nations who are with us. God bless the nations of the world to hear the word. United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, say them right out loud with me, South Africa, Niger, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Tunisia, Oman, New Zealand, Australia, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, Japan, Vietnam, South Korea, Samoan Islands, Thailand, India, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, United Kingdom, Ireland, Spain, France, Portugal, Germany, Switzerland, Hungary, Finland, Netherlands, Sweden, Estonia, Serbia, Czech Republic, Ukraine, Russia, and China, 41 nations in all, and all the nations of the world. As Jesus instructs us, we agree together for the victory. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst of them. We speak today over the body of Christ. All believers are one and the same, one and the same in God our Father. Speak it boldly with me. There is one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Thank you, Father, for your grace on your gift in my life. Now, we speak right now today, revival in the executive branch, revival in the legislative branch, revival in the judicial branch. Thank you, Father, that President Trump was willing to let the believers get into the White House and celebrate and worship inside the White House and bring the glory of God back into the White House, into our nation's capital, while he was serving as president. In the name of Jesus, we declare revival happens. It roots out the wickedness, the perversion, the corruption that is there now, thinking that there's something. We declare today that those who have been turned over to a reprobate mind and have made themselves fools by their doctrines that they believe, that the wrath of God is poured out upon them and they are removed from that position of authority here in the United States of America. Say it with me. Not another day of destruction. Not another day of destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus, right here, right now, today, we speak that the will of God be done. We speak, thy will be done in this nation, and that is one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Keep it going. Say it right out loud with me. I want you to be bold about this. You and I are believers. What we declare into the realm of the Spirit, the angels take and they go do the work of it. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation. And we declare, God bless America. May God bless America again today. As we the people, united we stand. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And now, the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. This is adapted from the Gettysburg Address. Let me say this for a moment. When you and I pull up this prophetic utterance that Abraham Lincoln spoke on that day, dedicating that great cemetery, Gettysburg, in the battlefield. He spoke prophetically by the hand of God. When we connect with his prayer, we draw a seamless line of faith all the way through the history of this great nation, and it beckons all the prayers of the saints that are bottled up in heaven praying over this great nation, and it pours them out so that this brood of vipers, this wicked corruption, this perversity is removed from our great nation, and the scourge is lifted. Boldly proclaim this with us. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which the fallen fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Father, we declare right now over the Supreme Court that it will make this sweeping decision that ends Roe versus Wade. We declare that they'll make many unanimous decisions that is protecting this nation. They will, in the next months, protect our voting booths and our voting process to the nth degree, and they will reestablish law and order in this nation, and these wicked, perverse, vile, reprobate people that think they're controlling our nation will be brought to shame and immediate justice, and the vengeance and recompense of Almighty God will be poured out on their wicked vileness, and the name of God will be lifted up. Are the restraining force that is restraining the evil on this earth, right out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, in the mighty name of Jesus. And now our declaration and prayer against the isms. Stick with me. Pray it out loud. In the name, high above every name, high above every principality, say it boldly, high above every power, might, and dominion, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind all of the effects of the isms, atheism, secular humanism, communism, socialism, feminism, male chauvinism, racism, and all isms. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Say it with me. I am one of God's anointed Americans. Do me no more harm. To all the isms, you have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you, not our Bibles or our rifles. You may think that we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. We declare, call, say it with me, every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. Every pit you have dug for freedom, liberty, and the United States of America to fall into, you fall into yourself and are destroyed immediately. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 144, 14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of righteousness, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, I want to keep going, but I got a word to speak tonight. And I know if I keep going, what we got going on here? There we go. I'm going to take all my preaching time. And I don't want to do that because I got to speak the word he gave me to speak. Now, some of you that might be with us tonight, there's always new people. I checked out the YouTube numbers tonight, guys. Over 800 people have checked YouTube out. Over 500 on Facebook every month. I encourage you. Tonight, oh, we forgot to make our declaration. Put your hands out and just say, "Here I am, Lord." Go ahead, Zoomers. Join me. Here I am, Lord.
Here I am, Lord.
Use me tonight.
Use me tonight.
To be a blessing to this body of believers.
To this body of believers.
All over this world.
All over this world.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you didn't see today's noon program, make sure you catch it. Dr. Old Roberts was teaching us about that. No matter what you do in this kingdom, wrap it in faith. You and I are here tonight. We're studying the word. We're speaking faith. We're praying for America. Wrap it in faith. Declare, "Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven." And here's the revelation. Nothing can stop the work of Almighty God on this earth in our life. Nothing. Zero, zilch, nada. Nothing can stop the work of Almighty God on this earth. Now, I was getting ready to say this. Maybe you've never heard people speak this boldly, defending this nation. But I have men like Roger and Brother Randy Kidman and Charlie Allen is with us tonight, and many other veterans probably also. Who defended with an M16 or whatever your rifle was then, M1 Garand, depending on how old you guys are. Did you carry an M1 Garand? Roger?
M14.
M14. I just didn't know how old you were. Amen, brother. But here's the reality. All right, that's cool, man. Roger's only 40. He's a young buck. But this is the point of it. These men were willing to go do harm in other nations to keep our nation free. And all men are free today because someone's willing to go do harm in their behalf. But this battle that we're fighting today, guys, we have so many that have come to our nation, and you can't tell them apart from just regular good citizens, that we have to win this battle in the realm of the spirit that comes from knowing what this book is and how to use it and defeat our enemy by the word of God off of our lips. This has to be the most powerful weapon that you've ever picked up. But here's the revelation, no different than Roger with his 14 or Brother Randy with his M4. It doesn't matter what it is that they use. You and I got to become skilled at the use of our words according to the word of God to see this enemy destroyed that is in this nation trying to destroy us right now. Now, I could tell I had a few Missouri folks with me today. So I'm going to read these verses again because I want you to see this right out of the word of God. I don't want you believing Pastor Sam, although thank you that for those of you that trust me and you say, well, Pastor, you seem to speak the word, so we're going to hang out with you and keep preaching the gospel. Thank you. I appreciate that. But the greatest word I want you to understand is the word of Almighty God, because that word stands forever and can never fail. Never, 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 never fail. Now, I want you to see this in the New Testament first. Everybody get your Bible out. I want you to see it with your eyes. Open up your Bible and read. Welcome, YouTube. Good to have you with us. Romans chapter 1, verse number 18, and we're going to run down through verse number 25. 18 through 25. Romans 1, 18 through 25. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
Amen. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. What's being revealed? His wrath. Pastor, be careful what you're saying. I'm just reading the Bible, guys. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Bino, Beto, whatever his name is that ran up there in the middle of that meeting for the families that lost their child and began puking out his garbage, he is one of those who is suppressing the truth in unrighteousness. And the wrath of God is revealed toward him. Obama standing up and talking about George, whatever his goofy name was, and all their vile wickedness that had to do with that. Look at this verse. The wrath of God is revealed. And the unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. That means God's wrath is being poured out on them now. But it cannot be if you and I stand away and say, oh God, don't do anything. We just want you that. We all want to be lovey-dovey and just happy, happy, kissy, kissy. No, destroy the enemies of God Almighty. Now listen to what it says. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shown it to them. These people are doing what they're doing, even though God has shown them it's wrong. since the creation of this world. His invisible attributes are clearly seen. Everybody can see him. Being understood by the things which are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, the Trinity, so that they are without excuse. God's already showed it to them. They are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. But they became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened, professing to be wise. They claimed to be wise. Why? When are you going to do something about this? You're a fool. They become fools. I didn't say it. The Holy Spirit said it through the Apostle Paul. They become fools. They change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like incorruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, having said all of that, God gave them up to the uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen and amen. I didn't write those verses, guys. That's eight verses that the Holy Spirit wrote, declaring in the New Testament that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Let me look at that, how it says it again. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men. Pour out your wrath in how you want to. Now say this with me. And Father, go ahead and say it with me. And Father.
And Father.
Have mercy on every person.
Have mercy on every person.
Who is in this mess.
Who's in this mess.
And they don't know what's going on.
And they don't know what's going on.
May the eyes of their understanding be enlightened.
May the eyes of their understanding
be enlightened.
Be enlightened.
And they come to their senses.
And they come to their senses.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Terry D. Freeman, welcome, brother. Thank you for your service to this great nation. Well, we got the veterans with us tonight. God bless you. Good to have you with us. Sister Felicia, pour out your wrath on these responsible for crimes against humanity, abuses to the masses, the destruction of the values, morals, and the economy, this nation causing suffering, all for the power and greed. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody in agreement, say amen. Click like on that if you want to. And most of all, say amen. Now, if
amen.
All of a sudden Sister Felicia disappears, speak her back in faith. It's not the rapture. It's we declare you stay here. Psalm 109. I want you to see this. This is David, a plea for justice of those who are accusing the righteous unjustly. Guys, we must stand up now, continually, daily, boldly, every chance we get, and speak this word. Because if we don't, we are the generation that has the most to lose. We have the most to lose. And we can't do that. And we will not do that. We will not fail our duty in God Almighty. Now, this is Psalm 109. This is David praying against his accusers. Watch this. I'm just going to start in verse 1. Do not keep silent, O God, of our praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against us. They have spoken against you, the United States of America, with a lying tongue. Right out of the Word of God. They have also surrounded us with words of hatred and fought against us without a cause. We don't want anything except to have our food supply come from the United States of America, to have our products built here for us, to burn our own oil and have gas prices we can afford, to have a nation to go do something. No more money to our enemies and to the wicked around the world. We want to take care of our own veterans and secure our borders so that we're not overwhelmed by the wicked from around the world. And while we're on the border, we say this right now, Father. We stand in the gap. We make up the hedge for America. May every person who comes across that border be born again and filled with the Holy Spirit of God within 1 week of their time here in the United States of America. May they turn to be on our side and stand against the wicked in the United States of America. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Pause for a minute. I saw a newscast this afternoon, sort of accidentally. I was watching something on my YouTube, and I got up to get a cup of coffee and came back in, and Fox News was on here on YouTube, and don't know where they came from. I know I didn't click on it. But anyways, whatever that anchor's name was, he was saying that the Hispanic voters of the United States of America, listen to this now, 64% of them have turned against Biden and all of the social programs. And they're totally stunned because they don't know what to do with that. Because they're letting more come across the border. We got all kinds of them up here in North Dakota. They're the hardest working boys there ever was. And they're good to be in America. And they're in classes to get their citizenship. Speak the revival amongst them, guys. Pray for every, we speak over every ministry that's on the southern border of the United States. Fill them with courage. Fill them with strength. Fill them with anointing. Signs, wonders, miracles. May they see it every day in those ministries. May they blossom and grow and develop. And within a week, every person that comes across that border from whatever nation, be born again and filled with the Holy Spirit of God and know who Jesus Christ is in their life and make them the best citizens that America has ever seen in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, we don't have to be angry with them. I disagree with our borders being open, but since you come here, you're finding Jesus. Everybody say it. Since you got here, you're finding Jesus. I thought maybe one of our Zoomers would get it. They all got up and got a coffee at the same time. I'll drink one too. Love you, fellas. I got to keep reading. Verse 4, in return for my love, they are my accusers. I give myself to prayer, and they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Keep reading this. This is Psalm 109. Set a wicked man over him. David is talking to God, set a wicked man over them. Let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is judged, let him be found guilty, and let his prayer become a sin. God mocks the prayers of the wicked because they're an abomination. Let his days be few. and let another take his office. I'm not speaking this lightly. I'm serious with it. Every politician, Republican, Democrat, Independent, if you're standing against this nation, may God Almighty stop you in your tracks. And may your days be few and another one take your office immediately. You wicked, vile Supreme Court justices, may you not be able to think another day and be removed, because you will not stand for the United States of America that you put your hand on a Bible and swore to protect and defend. Your own wickedness and determination to stand and suppress the truth and unrighteousness will get you removed from your position. Keep going. Let his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. Let them seek their bread also from desolate places. Let the creditor seize all that he has, and let strangers plunder his labor. Those wicked men that are gathered in that weird place, whatever it is, and they're talking about controlling the population of all the world. May your jets fail. May your wickedness be seen immediately. God of heaven and earth, pour out your vengeance on these wicked men. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let there be none to extend mercy to him, nor let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let his name be blotted out. There are some politicians' names that I could name to you today that you haven't heard a thing about their name for a long time. You know why? Their name got blotted out. Why? Because they were wicked and perverse, and they suppressed the truth and righteousness. Many of them served 15, 20, 30 years in politics, and you can't even remember their names now. I'm reading it to you right here out of the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. Let's keep reading. It's 15. Let them be continually before the Lord, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because they did not remember to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. We ready? We're going to do what we read a minute ago. We bind your grip on the urban centers of this nation. And we declare those that have been bound in those urban traps are set free, and the bands of wickedness are broken, and the men and women in these cities come to the realization, I got to get out of here and just leave and go to another whole place and start anew with a new job and a new understanding and a new revelation of the blessing of Almighty God in their lives. I speak it done right now in Jesus' mighty name. And 17, he loved cursing, so let it come to him. He does not delight in blessing. Let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, as with his garment, so let it enter into his body like water and like oil into his bones. Let it be to him like the garment which covers him, and for a belt with which he girds himself continually. What? Cursing. They curse you and me. We don't want nothing. We just don't want them to be wicked. Let go of the United States of America. Let our voting be honest. Let our Constitution stand. Let our businesses thrive. Bring our economy back from China into our own hands. No longer support the rest of the wicked and perverse of the world. And protect this nation like you promised to do. Your cursing words are what are judging you, not mine. I am speaking, thy will be done, Father. Turn every heart that doesn't know you. May the eyes of their understanding be flooded with enlightenment in the mighty name of Jesus. And may every wicked voice trying to take our guns be silenced forever. May those trying to take our Bible be silenced forever. Not every nation has the right to say this, as the authority to say it like we do. But in the name of Jesus, you will not get our rifle. You will not get our freedom of speech. You'll not get our Bibles. You do not get our children. And this vile perversion must leave our television stations now in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up the wicked perversion of pornography and all of that sex industry. Your wickedness comes to an end now because you are doing what you're doing to take advantage of people who are lost and who are in a desperate situation. We bind your wickedness now in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 20, let this be the Lord's reward to my accusers and to those who speak evil against the righteous and the just Americans who want to do right. Deal with me for your namesake, because your mercy is good. Deliver us. We are poor and needy. Our hearts have been wounded. We're gone like a shadow. And although our knees are weak through fasting and our flesh are feeble, I also have become approached to them. When they look at me, they shake their heads. Help us, O Lord our God, and save us according to your mercy, that they may know that this is your hand, that you, Lord, have done it. Let them curse, but you bless. When they arise, let them be ashamed. Let our accusers be clothed with shame. Let them cover themselves with their own disgrace as with a mantle. We will greatly praise the Lord with our mouth. Yes, we will praise him among the multitude, for he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those who condemn him. Now, I know that to some people that seems a little harsh. Well, 61 million babies murdered in the womb is extremely harsh. That's a whole generation of humans that have been wiped out in the womb in the United States of America. And that is vile, and that is perverse, and that is corrupt, and that is wicked. And your violence toward our women is over, and the blindness that has been on their eyes is now silenced. We silence you in the universities. We silence your mouth in the media. We command that your stations fall to the ground. May your buildings fall in on themselves tonight when nobody's in them. By the hand of Almighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus, every anchor who has given themselves to secular humanism, we will fall by that same thing that you have surrendered yourself to in the name of Jesus. Sister Felicia has wrote a prayer. We bind human trafficking, the modern day slavery, drug trafficking, and gun trafficking that places the weapons in the hands of the wicked, sick, and evil people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May every child be led out of the sex slave trafficking tonight by the hand of an angel and be led to safety in the name of Jesus. May the wicked sex traffickers fall by this prey, by the same wickedness that they have done. They are suppressing the truth and unrighteousness, and the wrath of God is poured out upon you. I'm not doing it. I can't do it to you. I don't have any power to it. The God of heaven and earth is doing it, and his hand is mighty, and it cannot be stopped. It's not my words. It's his word. It's not my ways. It's your ways. You are the one who has chosen to violate God's standards. And the word of God says, you know it, that you are doing it. And therefore, the judgment of God is poured out on you today and every day. And there will be no answers until you turn from your wicked ways. And I pray to God that you do, before your life is totally, completely annihilated, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5 through verse 2 Thessalonians 5, 2, 5 through 8. Some of you, it's just a good teaching to put out tonight, read these verses together and help people see it and understand why we're so bold when we pray here. Because the word of God tells us to be very bold. Very bold and unafraid of the wickedness of our enemy. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you about these things? And now you know what is restraining. Say it. I am the restraining order. You are.
I am the restraining order.
You are, and you're a vicious one, Sunday.
Okay.
If I put you and Phyllis alongside of each other, Lord have mercy, I knew everyone's going to
have a prayer.
Oh my! If we put the triple to it and put Rebecca in there, Lord have mercy, it's all done. It's all done.
Well, I want him to tremble when he hears my name.
Amen. 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 Verse 6, and now you know what is restraining. Now, I want you to see this. Look in your Bible. That he, small h, may be revealed in his own time. That is speaking of the Antichrist. Keep reading. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he, this one, is capitalized, who now restrains, will do so until he, this one is capitalized, is taken out of the way. This is what it looks like. You and I are the body of Christ. And until the body of Christ is taken off of this earth to go be with Christ. That's cool, Kathy. Same thing about you. Don't mess with Kathy. She'll tear you to pieces. We got Phyllis, Rebecca, and Sunday on this side. And we got Felicia and Kathy and Audrey on that side. All y'all just better give up, because these women don't give up. And that's how God likes it. Mama Bear Syndrome. Mama Bear Syndrome. You should shake in your shoes. Watch. Now we know what is restraining, that he may be in his own time. Guys, you and I are the restraining force on this earth. We are. By our words that we speak, we are restraining this evil. But if the church goes silent, we're no longer the restraining force. Just in case the men felt left out, Terry Freeman, Brother Dave Billiard, Randy Kidman, at Charlie Allen, Brother Dan Cottle, Oh, Sister Gwen's with us tonight too. Yeah. Why, we got a trifecta or whatever they call that in hockey. We got it. Teresa Dowd's with us tonight. Welcome, Teresa. Gwen, good to have all you guys with us tonight. Glory be to God. Brother Dan's over here holding down Blog Talk Radio. See, the Bible says where two or three of us are gathered together in his name. Two or three. We got 10 of us tonight that we can see. We are the restraining force of this earth. But if we don't know how to use our weapon, what's our weapon? It's the Word of God. How do you use the Word of God as a weapon? You got to speak it off your lips. If we have to learn how to speak this word off our lips and cause that enemy to be brought to his knees. Woo-hoo! We're the restraining force on this earth. And our enemy can do nothing about it. Zero. He can do nothing about it. Because Jesus crushed him. Now let's go grab that verse. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. And we're going to go down here to verses 13 through 17. So good. It's just so good. It's so good. Here we go. Thank you for putting the verses in, ladies. Appreciate your help. Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses. Say it, I'm alive unto God. Amen, Phyllis. High five.
Look, we know you didn't hear me because you had me muted.
Well, I keep getting some really bad static on my end off of you guys' phone, so I just mute it, and then you turn it back on and shout.
I sure do.
14. Having wiped out the handwritings against us, that was against us, which was contrary to us, he has taken it out of the way. Now watch. Jesus nailed your sins you committed to the cross. Took them away. He redeemed you. He bought you back. He reconciled you. He justified you just as if you'd never sinned. Jesus did that. Now, this is why we have this much authority. Keep reading. 15. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Do you think if Jesus disarmed the principalities that they have any ability to get their armament back? No. No. It's not like the United States government that takes a hill in Vietnam and then gives it back to the enemy and then takes it again. Completely, complete idiocy when they do that. But that's not our God. He doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. He nailed them principalities and powers to the tree. Now let's get another verse. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. And I'm going to go to verse 19 through 23. I know we're here all the time, but it's okay, because it's just taking this message tonight and laying it out. It's after dark here, Pastor Sam. It's 9:50. Look how beautiful and bright it is here in North Dakota. Isn't that something? I mean, I still got an hour and a half of daylight here. In,
I see all that sunshine. The sun is shining right on you.
Isn't that beautiful? I love it. I just love it. It's one of the most awesome things about summer in North Dakota. It's the long night. By the time we get to the longest day, it'll be daylight till 11:30 at night. It's really cool. But you got to hurry up and get here because we only got about 25 days left, and then the days get shorter. Here we go. 19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? His exceeding greatness. Guys, we got to learn how to use our words as a weapon that annihilates our enemy. Exceeding greatness of his power. According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead, seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Now look at 21. Far above all principalities. They don't have any power. Far above all power. Far above all might. Far above all dominion. Far above every name that is named. Not only in this age, but in the ages to come even. I like this next verse. Woo! And he put all things under his feet. Once all things are under his feet, what is left to be put under? This whole earth has put all things under Jesus' feet and gave Jesus to be head over all things to the church. And here's you and I being the restraining order. The church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. You and I are the body of Christ, the restraining order on this earth. Now, we must learn. We've got to come to the understanding of how to make this work so our enemy can no longer have any power or authority over us, and we march through this world unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Now watch this. 1 Peter chapter 2. No, 2 Peter chapter 1. Almost had me on moving there. You lost me when it said it doesn't last long. Whatever today is what? The 26th. So 21 days in June and 5 days in May. So we got 30 days left. And then the days will begin to get shorter. But the sun rises at 5 o'clock and it's beautiful. As it comes up over that big butte up there, the sun sets over here about 10 o'clock tonight, and beautiful sunsets. You got to get here this summer. Jesus might come back before next summer. Here we go. 2 Peter 1, verse 2, and we're going down through verse 8. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So we've got to figure out who God is inside of us. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life, that's your car, your shoes, your clothes, your all your women, your makeup, your men, your fancy flannel shirts and boots. Yeah. All things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Verse 4, by which have been given unto us look at this verse and precious promises. If God had said he gave us a promise, that'd be wonderful. But these are exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you might be partaker of the divine nature of God. You literally are going to be able to be a partaker of the divine nature. You're not God. You're not Jesus. You're not the Holy Spirit. You are made in his image and his likeness. You use the word like he did. His words created the earth. Our words bring the earth into dominion. Be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, and take dominion. That's what this is all about. And then it says you'll escape the corruption that's in this world. You ready, Zoomers? Unmute them mics. Say it with me. I escape the corruption.
The corruption.
Amen. Say it again.
Amen.
I escape the corruption.
Corruption.
I escape the corruption.
Amen. Amen. See, this is the revelation, guys. God gives us the ability to not only escape, but totally control it. I know some of you might say, this is out. I've never heard anybody preach this. Did they affect Daniel? No, they had to promote him to number one in the nation beside the king. How about Joseph? Promoted to number two behind Pharaoh. Why? Because you can't keep God's man down. They tried to kill Paul 150 times. He was beaten with, he had 150 stripes on his back, beaten with rods, stoned him. They didn't kill him. Couldn't kill him. His own brother stoned him. Couldn't kill him. Why? The exceedingly great and precious promises. Now, verse 5, I finally, with 3 minutes left, got to my verses for tonight. But it's all right. We've been here before, and we'll be here again. You ready? Also, for this reason, give all diligence. Add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, self-control. And to self-control, perseverance. And to perseverance, godliness. Don't miss the word godliness for churchiness. Anybody home? Don't mix the word godliness with churchiness. Two different words. Godliness means you look like God. Churchiness means you look like the church. And too often man has made church nothing that has to do with God at all. The taller they tell you to stack your hair, the less you listen to them. The more they tell you about the food you eat or the clothes you wear, the less you listen to them. Because the Apostle Paul said, it ain't about any of that stuff. That is, don't let any man judge you in those things. That's the word of God by the Apostle Paul himself in Jesus' mighty name. Keep going. I'm in verse 6. To knowledge, self-control. Self-control, perseverance. To godliness, brotherly kindness. To brotherly kindness, love. Verse 8. For if, and you and I change the word if to when, because we're going to get it. For when these things are yours in abundance, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. You do these things, you will never stumble. And an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What is our answer? That we can continually see our words having great effect in the realm of the Spirit. And that is this: add to your faith virtue. What does that mean, Pastor? That means that as you live your life, God is going to say, deal with this. Yes, sir. Deal with this. Yes, sir. Deal with this. Oh, I don't want to deal with that one. Deal with that one. Oh, Father, help me. And he is helping you by the Holy Spirit of God that lives on the inside of you. What is he asking you to do? Give up the non-virtuous things of your life. They're only hurting you anyways. Add to your faith virtue. But he didn't say become timid, shy, backward, lonely, and lost because you're now a Christian. And Christians have to just sit by and say, oh, I just love everybody. Turn my other cheek. Punch me here and punch me there and kick me here and kick me there. I'll just lay down. You can walk all over me. That is not God. That is not our God. He didn't call us a restraining force of wickedness to make us lay down and be destroyed by our enemy. I'm preaching better than you're staring, or that you're then I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Is ice cream non-virtuous?
The great amen.
Ice cream is of God. Ice cream is of the land of Canaan. It's cold milk and honey.
The combination perfect. Thank you, Phyllis.
Black walnut or French vanilla, it don't matter. Black cherry, that works too. Say it.
Butter pecan.
Butter pecan.
Yes. Strawberry is natural.
Yes. 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 And some people think that Superman ice cream is natural, too. When Sister Leanne and I get to Dairy Queen, it's a chocolate vanilla twist cone for me and a Georgia mud fudge blizzard for her. Amen. Look at here, Randy Kidman. Mackinac fudge. Woo! Glory be to God. Look at, it's milk and honey. That's what it is. It's just cold. And God is blessing. You know, there's something we got to learn, because cookie dough, everybody's going to type in their favorite ice cream. Have at it. It's of God. I was recording a couple of our read words ahead today. And I read the story of King Solomon's coronation. They sacrificed 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, 1,000 sheep. Now, guys, that's a feast like we ain't never seen in the United States of America. I mean, I don't know that any of us have ever seen 1,000 chickens in one meal, have we? Maybe Randy and these guys in the military might have seen it, but I mean, can you imagine how much meat there was to eat of 1,000 bulls? That's a lot of meat. There is something about our God and having a feast and a party that we don't know about. But anybody want to join me? May we find out. All right. Bless you, Randy. Love you. Thanks for being with us all this time, man. We started talking about ice cream, and Randy said, I got to go. I thought we was talking about God. love you, Randy. God bless you, guys. God bless you. I keep trying to remember your wife's name, Randy. Who knows Randy's wife's name? Randy and...
Randy Ram's wife's name.
Randy's wife's name is...
Rhymes with Sandy.
Well, that's true. Anyway, she'll tell me in a minute. No, see, now you might say, Tina. Well, I was trying to say Christina, but I knew that wasn't it. Thank you. Randy and Tina, bless you guys. We love you. God bless your family in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's circle the wagons here on this word that we spoke tonight. I don't have a problem talking about ice cream at the end because we speak the word of God, and God's about us enjoying our life. But here's the revelation, guys. They couldn't kill the Apostle Paul. Took them a long time to kill Peter. They boiled John the Revelator in oil. And they couldn't kill him. John was 90-some years old when he wrote the book of Revelation. Why? Because you and I know, once we know who we are, then our mission is to bring every part of our life in order with what we know. And how are you going to do that? You're not going to go get two jobs. You're not going to go get another degree. You're going to get this nose in this book. Oh, that is it? Okay, thanks, Randy. Randy and Tina, all right. I like that. It's a good name. It's melodic. Randy and Tina, sitting in the tree. Anyways, don't worry about that. You and I, knowing who we are in Christ, gives us authority in the realm of the spirit. Like our enemy, there's nothing he can do. He can't stop us. He can't stop us. I want you to go back here and look at this. I got it. Is this my one more verse? I'm going to give you one more verse now. One more verse. Hold on. I'm almost there. The book of Colossians. Chapter 1, verse 13. And we'll probably read through this is just so good. 13 through 19. He delivered us from the power of darkness. Let's try it again. He delivered us from the power of darkness. He, God, delivered us from the power of darkness. I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
You are?
I'm delivered.
Amen. But Pastor, I'm not. Well, you got to get this revelation that you are. And it has no power over you. And he's conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. In whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins. So he's redeemed you. He's bought you back and he delivered you. 15. He is the image of the invisible God, and he's the firstborn over all creation. For by him, Jesus, all things were created that are in heaven and that are on the earth, visible and invisible, thrones or dominions, principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. Angels, which is what Satan is, were created to do the work that Jesus needed them to do. And Jesus was the one that created them. So when Jesus gave his life and his blood, they don't have no power anymore. For the thrones or dominions, principalities, power, all things were created through him, for him. 17. He is before all things, and in him all things consist. He's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Look at 19. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. Well, we read Ephesians 4:13. It talks about you and I are filled with the fullness of God. We read Ephesians 1:23, and it talks about you and I being the fullness of God. And right here, you and I are the body of Christ. So we, as he is, 1 John 4:17, so are we. Say it with me. I'm the fullness of Almighty God.
I'm the fullness of Almighty God.
Woo! I know. I heard somebody saying, "You, man, Pastor, that means I got all the power." Yeah. Don't use it to fry somebody you hate. Don't be wicked with it. That's why Jesus said, "I only do what I see my Father do, and I only say what I hear my Father say."
The Holy Spirit will only glorify God.
Amen. Amen. And as soon as you get your flesh in order, I'm not talking to Phyllis, just so everybody knows. When I point, nobody can guess who I'm pointing at, because I'm pointing at the little green dot, even though it always seems like it comes over here to the top of this line where all you people are sitting. Sister Phyllis, Rebecca and Roger, they're kind of sitting in the bleachers above me. Don't fall over the edge, guys. I don't want you to get hurt.
That's the fall that hurts. It's a sudden stop.
It's a sudden stop. For it pleased the Father that in Jesus all of this fullness dwells. That this is what pleases the Father, is that all the fullness of God dwells in you and me. And we learn how to use it. They were going to kill Peter. God said, no, not today. And then Herod killed all the soldiers that was around him. And God said, that was the wrong move. And a couple of days later, the angel killed Herod. The angel killed him. You remember how in the Old Testament, one angel showed up and killed 185,000 men? One angel. Do it again, Jesus. Take out our enemies. And may the men and women of God that are standing up, stand up stronger and greater and bolder than we've ever been bold. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, I've got so many more verses, but
bring it on us.
That's the final verse you get tonight. Hold on just a second. Let me get one more.
That's okay. Bring it on us.
Colossians 2, 9 and 10. You got to love this. Colossians 2, 9 and 10. For in him dwells all the fullness of God, of the Godhead, bodily. In Jesus dwells all the fullness of the Godhead, bodily. In Jesus, the Christ, All the fullness of the Godhead is dwelling in bodily form. And you are complete in him. All the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form is in Jesus, and as he is, so are we in this world. I hope you're getting it, that the fullness of the Godhead is in you trying to work. And you are complete in him who's the head of all principality and power. Our challenge is when we stand up in faith and say, mountain, move, that when the fiery darts start coming, is that we don't give up and back off our faith statement and we say, no, mountain, move. Shut up, you stupid devil. When he paints a picture of something in your past, tell him, it's under the blood. That's just a picture. It has no power over me. He's thrown your sea in your sea. He threw you in the sea. Well, help Jesus. Your sin into the sea of his forgetfulness. Be like him. Forget him. Go ahead, Roger. Sing the hallelujah chorus. They are. You might as well join them.
Come on, Roger.
He's going to come back basso profundo. See, we don't have any reason to fail. We don't have any reason to go behind. We don't have any reason for weakness. We don't have any reason to be alarmed, to be afraid. We have every reason to stand up and be very bold. And honestly, may the eyes of their understanding be flooded with enlightenment so that they can find their place in God. I pray it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, may the wicked people who are lost and confused, and they don't know what's going on. May the eyes of their understanding be flooded with enlightenment so that they can understand you and they can flee this wickedness that is in the lives of these people who are so perverse in all their ways, and they suppress the truth and righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray it right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord. Right here tonight, the truth has come forth. We receive it. We thank you for it. We rejoice in it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the lives of every one of these people that have connected with us tonight. Thank you that they brought their gift and their supply here and added it to ours. Whether they were here for the whole night or for 10 minutes, I thank you for their faith. Reward them abundantly with the 100-fold return that belongs to them, because they so willingly came and gave of their lives tonight. Bless all of the efforts of everyone that's here as we sow our seed of faith and hope and love. May we change our world right here from this camera, at this desk, in this humble studio, doing your work like you give us to do it. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And now we'll receive communion together. I know Brother Roger was shooting for 4 more hours. But he's just a he's just a 4 more hour kind of guy.
I remember 8 hours.
What a night that was, amen.
Oh, that was a great night.
That was a great night. We just kept going. 8 hours. If you haven't seen it, you ought to go find it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord. Wait, let me pause. I got to slow down. How we're going to do this tonight is I'm going to read the verses. When we get finished, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation so we're certain everybody's right with God. And then we will give you about 2 minutes of instruction about that. And then we'll receive the elements, bless them, and receive them together. That's how the process works. Takes, depending on how much anointing shows up, takes 10 to 15 minutes, however that works. May not be in a communion service like you've seen before, but that's all right. It's what God sent us to do, and we love it, and we enjoy it here. If you are part of a different church, you might say, I can't receive communion with you because you're not my pastor. Well, that's fine. I honor that if that's how you feel, but that is not the Bible. Whenever the body of Christ is broken and shared, anyone who's in the body can be a part of receiving his broken body and his blood shed. There's no verse in the Bible that says it has to be done by a bishop, an elder, a deacon, or anybody else. Every one of us can receive communion at home because this is his broken body. That's your healing. This is his blood shed. That's your salvation. And those two factors are yours to use 24/7, 365. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often, verse 26, as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, his death, burial, resurrection, ascension. You proclaim it till he comes. Verse 28 says, let a man examine himself. You don't examine anybody else. I don't examine you. We examine ourselves. And then it says, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this. God's perfect love is made perfect this way. How? That you and I may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is the head, so are we, the body, in this world. You've got to love the word of God. Hallelujah. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment, the trauma that comes with it. Because there is no fear in love. And there is no fear in the communion elements. Verse 27 is talking about people who come to take communion to mock God. Well, don't ever do that. Don't come here that way. Come here determined to be a part of the body and receive everything you can from God. And that's what makes you worthy. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you guys could just see the beautiful sunset that is beginning to happen right now, it's amazing. Now, here we go. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. I want everybody to pray it. It's a prayer of salvation. It's a prayer of rededication. And for those of us that's been around here doing this every night, this is a prayer of hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Those are my Zoomers. Get ready. I want you to sing. I had to open shake because I like to watch the sunrise, the sunset. Beautiful. Are you ready? Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life. And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life right now.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your
grace.
All of your grace.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
I receive your righteousness.
Receive your righteousness.
Causing me to overcome sin.
Causing me to overcome sin.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Now, those of you that just prayed that prayer, I want you to know that we welcome you into the family of God. That was the wisest thing you've ever done in all of your life. Think about that 2-minute prayer, and this is what just happened. Jesus, the light of the world, just came to live inside of you. That's why you feel like there's light and happiness and joy. Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, just came to live on the inside of you, and right now, you're like, wow, look at all this. It's because faith came, and faith is the opposite of fear. Faith drove out fear. Jesus just filled you with his righteousness, and that righteousness is causing all sin to lose its grip on you, and he filled you with it. Say it with me. I am filled with his righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now watch this. You and I are now filled with Almighty God. He adopted you into the family. You're an heir of God, a joint heir of Jesus. You might say, Pastor, all of this just happened in that 2-minute period? Yeah. God wants to know, is he standing at the door knocking? If you will open up and let the door in just a crack, God's coming in because he wants to be a part of your life. He was more willing for you to receive Jesus than you even were to ask. And he saw you coming, and he's been there helping you all along the way, and we welcome you. Now, they put my email address and website in there. It's in the notes of the program. You can contact me. I got a bunch of videos I want to send you, but I'm only going to send you a couple at a time that you can study at your own pace so that you can begin to get a foundation of the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of the Lord. Our place in your life is to help you every day learn to walk with our God. And my email's right there, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Those of you with us in Blog Talk Radio, you can send me a letter at P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. Woo! Hallelujah to you. We would love to hear from you. and know where you're writing from. We want to be a blessing to you. That's our place in this kingdom. Come and be a part of our nightly program, establishing your faith. That's what this program is called. And we'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready? Let's receive our communion elements together. Hold your elements up and let's pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify.
For this time of communion with you, Lord. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace
is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing
every
broken.
Joint supplying in my body.
Every joint in my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And I'm right here.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen.
We receive your broken body together. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
That the work is already done. It's already done. Now, we lift up the cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin is placed in remission.
Every sin is placed in remission.
In my life forever.
In my life forever.
And I thank you for it. I am a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
I come boldly to the throne room.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
By
the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my
testimony. I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over in my life.
Has to pass over in my
and
life.
Cannot be on me or my family. My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are
and
made white.
And I will always be.
I will always be
the glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the juice together.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Let's sing that one. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I had to end with that. That's like, you know, maybe that was like the old, don't worry about it. Somebody shout glory or something.
Glory or something.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Dan, for your help. Thank you, Sister Sunday, for your help. Thank you, Felicia, for your help. Thank you, Rebecca, for your help. Sister Phyllis, Brother Roger, all our brothers and sisters that joined us over here on Facebook. Had a good group tonight. Randy and Tina, Felicia, Kathy Marie Angaroni, bless you. Thank you for your help. Teresa Dowd, Audrey and Gethel. I love it. This is quite the group. Julianne Bamala, Maxine McDowell, Teresa Dowd, Terry Freeman. I love it. Mary Pastor Rick, Dave Billiard. I love it. Charlie Allen, Gwen Cottle. What a group we had tonight. We bless you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Sister Phyllis, you ready?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Are you going to allow me to read my scripture?
You know, you got to be ready. You got to be instant in season and out.
Yeah, come back now, here.
Okay. Verse 20.
Amen.
Let me get my magnifying glass. Make sure I don't make mistakes.
All right, that's cool.
Building yourself on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Phyllis. And now I'm going to do something completely new. You ready? Say these two screens with me. Here we go. As we minister to the saints around the world, according to God's holy living word, God sees our determination to change our world. God will never be unjust and forget our work and labor of love which we have shown toward his name, and that we have ministered to the saints here and around the world. Luke 6:38, say it with me. My life is a seed. I am sowing now to bless others. I give, and I know that what I give will be given to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, it will be put into my life. For with the same measure that I use to sow, it'll be measured back to me. in the same measure. I receive 100-fold return for my service in the kingdom. Mark 10, 28 and 30. Peter said to him, see, we have left all and followed you. Jesus answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, everyone who leaves house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, you shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers, sisters and mothers, children and lands, income and salary, with persecution, and in the age to come, eternal life. I receive the 100-fold of all my life and energy that is in harvest form in heaven. I put it to work on earth to preach the gospel and save lives around the world. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Thank you for being my friends and partners in this great work. We love every one of you in Jesus' mighty name. Good night, Felicia, and good night, Kathy, Marie, Ann, Garoni, and Brother Dan, Sister Gwen. Love you guys. Sunday Geyser, all of you. In everything we do, we call you blessed. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Sam.
Right here. Knocking the devil out, crushing the enemy underneath our feet. Remember this. Everybody say it. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
God loves you.
And Jesus,
Jesus is
Lord. We did it again. Aren't you just